desert's a menacing place. I don't care if you're a native or a mossback tourist on safari to the dive taverns of Arizona with names like Jackass or Burrow or Sidewinder. The boys and me were hunting beer down in the flash flood washes and arroyos from Phoenix to Prescott. We're old hands at this beer hunting, haven't gone every year for 30 years. We know the drill. Walk to the bars, do not drive. Drink, if not responsibly, at least semi-moderately. Eat. Even if it's greasy bar food, put something in your belly to soak up alcohol. Try to maintain a modicum of control. Do not disturb the snakes or the natives, especially the venomous ones. The point is to hunt with passion, but also to bring ourselves back alive. We made reservations in Bisbee, a short walk from the historic Silver Dollar Hotel and other weathered historic taverns, but our fellow slayer in Phoenix had asked his son and his son-in-law, confirmed golfers, along on the hunt. These boys, nice guys in their 40s with wives and two children each, decided to cancel our reservations and make them adjacent to the golf course in Prescott they intended to tame. None of the grizzled and seasoned hunters had a say. but be and get along, go along, yahoos, we acquiesced with subdued mutterings. In hindsight, we didn't offer the sage counsel professional hunters should have offered these tenderfeet. First warning sign was when they pulled their vehicles into a bar back in the hinterlands that had yet to open, but did so in 5 minutes. While we sipped coffee, they threw down shots. Obviously, the kids thought they were young and invulnerable. Beer? Not for them. They opted for the hard stuff. It took 3 or 4 roadhouses to wind our way up the canyon to our base camp. By then, they were feeling no pain, and the day was young. Day 2, they had tea times while we hiked the cacti-lined trails nearby. They were throwing down shots for breakfast. Mid-afternoon, we rendezvoused at the Palace Hotel, one of the 10 best historic bars in America, downtown Prescott. Jerry was dragged in like a dead buck between the other two, blacked out from 1.5 bottles of tequila. They laid him into a chair where he slumped from his wounds, unconscious but alive. We ordered another round of beers. Hunting is not all that difficult if done correctly. Done with disrespect for the rules, it's a nasty business and leads to all manner of vicious and unforeseen mayhem. By the end of the second night, we had turned what should have been an exotic beer hunt into a morass of criminality, fear, and abject self-loathing. The police finally intervened, pulling a carload of cocky amateurs onto the shoulder, hauling the intoxicated driver to jail and impounding the car. At 3 a.m, we went to retrieve our contrite fellow hunter at the Hooskow. At 8, we received a call that the Mex's wife was in a Seattle hospital, under induced coma, intubated, and possibly dying of what appeared to be opioid overdose. By noon, we were driving him to the Phoenix airport. A definite chill had settled over the hunters. We're back now, and so far no lives have been lost. Next year, count on it, we'll hunt in the Cascades once again, trespassing on the dam access patrolled by Homeland Security since 9/11, who threaten us or crossing the dangerously rotten old bridge high above the Cle Elum River to get back to our cabin. We won't be inviting the kids. They can drink at home.